B-Pod Studios.
Morning is an important time of day.
Are you awake?
I am awake.
But I'm not happy.
It is way too early for this, guys.
And I haven't even had my coffee yet.
So, it's Tuesday.
Hey, it's only Tuesday.
Is it really?
Yep, nothing to get excited about.
Well, I, for one, am very excited about this.
About what?
About what?
About this show.
What about this show?
It's showtime.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, we're back and we're live. It's 5:39, but it's only two-thirds of the show, and that's you and me, LBF.
So yes.
Brian's on vacation this week. You and I were on vacation last week.
Yeah, we didn't plan it correctly, but that's okay.
Good to be back. Brian knows how to play this game.
Does
better
he?
Than we do.
Okay.
Well, because yesterday he was off for the 4, so that didn't count.
Right.
For a vacation day. Then he gets the rest of the week, 4 days, but he gets a 5-day.
Plus, he got ice cream and lobster rolls last week.
Yeah,
when
what's
we
up
here.
That?
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah, hello, JP Licks.
I had enough ice cream this week.
Oh, my gosh. We'll talk about that, but
yeah, you went on a nice anniversary trip.
We did. And we'll talk about that later, but it was... It was great. It was 7 days, Bermuda, from Boston to Bermuda to the Bahamas. I mean, to Bar Harbor, all B's.
I was
so good.
This close to handing out your picture to a bunch of kids I knew who were going on that cruise and making you a scavenger hunt.
Oh, my God.
But I figured that wouldn't have been nice for
there
you.
There were so many people on yeah. the ship from Canton and Stoughton.
Yep.
They just took over.
They did.
They took over the pool deck.
Did
all
they?
That. Yeah. No.
They're like,
you knew
move it.
Oh yeah. They were. Oh, they were the masters of putting the towel down on the chair.
We know. We know what we're doing.
Yeah.
Canton,
at like
Stoughton.
5 a.m.
Yeah.
So I'd come down about 6, going, "What?
You
there's
snooze
no place to sit." Yeah, that's what they said. Sucka. But it was great. No, it was wonderful. Good to be back. Bermuda's awesome.
Yeah.
Bar Harbor was fantastic.
Nice.
Best lobster roll I've had in years up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So good. It was a place you recommended.
Oh,
too.
With the yellow umbrellas.
The yellow umbrellas.
I'm good.
I'll tell a story
be a
later
traveler.
Because Carolyn kept on saying, we have to find the yellow umbrellas. Like, what are you talking about? Didn't you hear LBF, the yellow umbrellas? Turned out to be the right thing to do.
Oh, yeah.
And you were on vacation, too.
Yeah, I didn't do fun. I did fun things, but they were more day trips. We did go to Maine. We went to York to visit my sister who was staying there and found a perfect little spot. And I went down to the Cape for a day.
Yeah,
went to Brewster, went to Ocean Edge.
Nice.
So that was really nice. They're super nice down there.
Yeah, that's right. You've done some commercials for them.
Yes.
So they knew who you were.
I'm a brand ambassador.
They took care of you, I bet.
Yes.
That's good. Nobody
they did
took
a
care
nice,
of me.
Nice job.
Tell you that. Although I do miss my butler, but that's fine.
Oh, you had a butler.
Yeah, Tio. Tio the butler.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, he was great. Except he didn't do anything, but he was always so nice.
Oh, that's... He didn't do anything?
No, he didn't do anything. Hey, Tio, can you save us a seat on the pool?
No.
Yeah, I can't.
Sadly,
but anyway,
no.
Anything else I can do for you? Anyway, that doesn't sound right to be complaining about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, about a butler. But you did it anyway. Congratulations.
Anyone? Boy, he had his hand out for a tip after. I'm like, what did you do?
Oh, my God, Bob!
But we took care of him.
Oh,
anyway.
Good,
Don't
good.
Don't worry about
oh,
it.
Oh, God. You're
all right.
Throwing yourself under the bus.
No, he just didn't do a lot. What do you think about
oh
what we're
doing?
Oh, my God. Anyway, cloudy today and a high of 82. It is 66. It's our anniversary. Of course you're going to have a butler.
Oh, really?
Don't you?
No.
All right.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 415. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday. See, that's sweet. Not Monday. For those of us who have to get up and go to work, it's a nice short work weekend. I'm going to make it even better for you. We have tickets to Elton John at Gillette. I'm going to tell you about that. How to win them coming up. But first, LBF has the latest at 5:59.
All right, it's 66 degrees in Boston. A suspect in the deadly mass shooting at a parade in Highland Park, Illinois, is in custody. Police say Robert Cremo III was arrested last night in Lake Forest during a brief pursuit. Six people were killed and dozens more were wounded. The search will resume today for a man in his 50s who went missing in the water of Upper Mystic Lake in Winchester. The man was reported missing from a boat before 6 p.m. yesterday near the Medford Boat Club. And the MBTA has placed new red and orange line subway cars back into service after they were parked because of a battery problem. The train cars were back running yesterday after being offline for the last 2 weeks. In sports, the Red Sox are celebrating the 4th of July with a 4-0 win over the Rays at Fenway Park. And weather today, cloudy, but high of 82.
Not so bad, right?
No. I mean, I liked it. This weekend was perfect.
It was the perfect 4th of July weekend.
I mean, Maine was even better because it was a little cooler and there was a breeze.
Nice. Up in York?
Up in York.
God, you just were living the dream.
It was a nice, you know what?
Yeah.
Nice little getaway.
Nice.
Really close.
Yeah.
You're
just
like,
you and Dave?
Wow, we're in Maine now. That Tash came with us.
No, you can't call your daughter a Tash because people are going to want to know what that means.
Lucy was with us. We had a fun time.
Okay. Anywho. All right. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road.
Yeah.
Yeah, Elton John. This is it. This is his final. Retirement. He's
you
not.
You think?
Yeah, this is it. No, because he said this is it. He's not going to be like, you know, the Who out there until, you know, whatever
happens.
Yeah, until they're on in their wheelchairs. Rolling. No, the Elton John, this is it.
It's the Catch Me Before I Die concert.
No, I'm not calling it that either. I think Elton would approve of that. It's Elton's Yellow Brick Road final tour, and we're giving away tickets all week, so I've got them for you. It's not even longer, so we got just tons of tickets.
Oh, great.
But this morning, 8 o'clock hour, listen for the cue to call. Elton John, you win tickets to a show at Gillette.
All right.
His final tour, okay? Just not call it the other thing.
I like it.
You're locked into the summer of nonstop music on Beasley Media Group's 105.7 WROR. WROR HD1, Framingham, Boston. 80s and more. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:18. What time is breakfast served?
Here?
Yeah.
No, you're not on the cruise anymore.
Thanks, Paul. I'm not on the ship anymore.
No.
Boy, get used to that real fast.
Did you have breakfast in your room every day?
No. We'd go up for breakfast.
Oh.
It was beautiful. Go up for breakfast. Continental, it was great.
The buffet style?
Yes.
What was your go-to?
Go-to what?
Like meal.
Omelet. In the morning, you
really,
mean?
Really?
Oh, absolutely. I'm hooked on goat cheese omelets now.
Really?
You ever have one of those?
No.
With spinach and chorizo sausage?
Oh, that sounds terrific.
Yeah. You know what? I'd freak them out on the cruise. I'd ask for an English muffin, double toasted, please.
Double toasted.
You got to double toast the English muffin. Otherwise, it's flimsy.
I get it.
With peanut butter. You think I'd asked, because they don't, it's never available.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, usually that's for the kids. I'm like,
yeah, well, I'm a big kid
I'm
here.
I'm a big kid. I want peanut butter.
I'm not a man. I'm a big baby. Give me some peanut butter.
Exactly. I'm a double toasted English muffin.
I identify as a little 7-year-old boy.
Yes, I do.
So please give me some peanut butter on my double toasted English muffin.
Is that sad or what?
It's a
you got this
sad,
whole
but
ship,
and
I'm ordering double toasted.
Yeah.
Well, it's flimsy otherwise.
I agree with you.
Right, yeah, you know what I'm saying. But it was great. You had a good time. 7-day cruise. I will say this. 5, and I'm done.
Well, there's only so much eating and drinking one can do without
isn't that
really
the
feeling
truth?
Like Henry VIII.
Isn't that the truth? Day 6, I'm like, I've had it.
Yeah, I mean,
I am
when you
done.
Get to the point where you're like, I can't have another drink, you're like, this has been a little bit.
You know, I did take your advice, though.
What's that?
Dark and stormy.
How did it go?
Those were delicious.
Right?
You recommended the dark and stormy.
When you're going to Bermuda,
you
need to get the dark and stormy.
Yeah, so good.
Gosling's rum, little ginger beer.
It was
boom.
Good. Yeah, but I'm done. I am dry. This is going to be dry July.
Is it?
Heck yeah.
Yeah, you say that now, but wait till we have our first meeting.
That's true. Anyway, I had a great vacation. How about your vacation? We haven't.
Well, I took the time off because Lucy didn't have school and you were gone. So I was like, all right, I'll do a couple of day trips and It was really nice. We went down to Ocean Edge because I do ads for them, and I just was like, maybe we should go down there.
You tell people to go. You might as well go.
And it, you know what? I can't tell you how nice it is down there. The other thing, too, is we had a perfect day.
Did they know you were LBF down there? So they knew you were the lady who did the advertising?
Well,
commercials?
Yes. Leon. Okay. Hooked me up.
So if you want a double toasted English muffin,
yeah,
it's not
I didn't need
a problem,
one.
Right?
You know what I wanted? I wanted a nice little tequila and grapefruit on the beach, and that's what I got.
That's good.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
That's good.
And so we did that, and the weather was perfect. And then my sister was in York, Maine, so we went to York, Maine over the weekend, and I found a cute little spot, not in the main section of York, but outside in York Harbor.
Yeah.
And it's behind a boat dock.
Marina.
And it was awesome. I mean, the thing about Maine is that there's so much coastline that you can find this little nook and you can see. It's just beautiful.
And you didn't want to come home, did you?
I did not want to come home.
We loved Bar Harbor. I'll leave it on that. You recommended when we got off the ship, said you have to look for the yellow umbrellas and go get a lobster roll there. And I forgot. Mm-hmm. So we stopped at the first place and I saw this lobster roll.
$40. Yeah, no. Back away.
No, that is not going to happen. And Carolyn said...
Because she listens to me.
The yellow umbrellas. We have to search for the yellow... Yes! It's coming back to me.
Nice.
So we found the yellow umbrellas.
Was I right?
$26 with drawn butter.
Right?
Nice. So thank you, LBF.
Always listen to me. I'm good at traveling.
Yes, you are. Look for the yellow umbrellas.
Follow the yellow umbrellas. The yellow umbrellas.
Well, all right. You got to follow the Elbrick Road. Hey, by the way, Elton John, his final tour is going to be at Gillette. He's saying bye-bye, and you could say hello, Elton.
Okay. Oh, yes,
hello. We'll tell you when to listen for Elton John tickets. That's coming up this morning, all right? 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning, 626. It's Bob and LBF. Brian's got the vacation thing going on this week.
Yeah, he needs it.
He needs it. Why is that?
Well, because, you know, he works hard.
He does work hard.
And so I think a nice sleeping in always helps.
Hope he does something. He should try to go camping. His wife won't camp with him, though.
I know he went for a bike ride the other day to practice for the PMC.
Right.
Because he ended at my house, and he texted me, "You up?"
He did?
Yes.
Did you say, "New phone"?
Exactly. New phone, who dis?
Who dis?
Like, no, I'm in Maine. Can you water my plants?
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, weather today. Going to be cloudy at 82. Not so bad, though. Rain tonight. You could use some. 67 for your low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies and 85. So it's just going to be that kind of week. A little clouds, a little rain off and on, but not terrible.
I know. A really good week for vacation. So everybody who is on vacation, enjoy it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Hey, Elton John tickets before, let's say, 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock hour, we're going to give away Elton John tickets. It's his farewell tour. Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Going to be at Gillette for two nights. You could be there for one of them.
That's awesome.
Listen for the cue to call. Then your lucky call number 10. And then it's you, Sam. Bye, Elton. It's been a great run for you.
Yeah.
Okay? So just remember that. Morning Court is coming up next. And Jody is very upset. Her husband came home with a boat. He bought the boat. But he did not talk to her about it. No. So she doesn't even like boats. So what happens when your husband buys a boat and you don't like boats, you don't want it, but it's too late. That ship has sailed.
Okay.
We'll see what happens with Jody coming up. Morning Court, by the way, is brought to you by Ashbrook Furniture. The massive going out of business sale is going strong at Ashbrook Furniture. Now additional discounts have been taken on all remaining furniture and mattresses. It's all got to go, so hurry. You can't afford to miss Ashbrook's massive going out of business sale in Manchester, Nashua, and Dedham. How are the roads, LBF?
Well, you know, they're not that great now because now it's stop-and-go traffic from the expressway northbound between East Fulton Square and Exit 14, Columbia Road. Not a bad delay, like 14-minute delay. But basically everywhere else, it's just slow traffic. It's sort of Tuesday after July 4th, taking it easy. This is brought to you by DCU Digital Federal Credit Union. With DCU, you can keep high rates in the rearview mirror, whether you're buying a new car or refinancing. Visit dcu.org/auto for more information. Membership required.
The ROR. ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day.
And all night.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
And Brian.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to longtime listener, Jody. Good morning, Jody.
Hey, guys.
What brings you to court today, Jody?
I am so upset. I cannot believe what just happened. My husband, last Friday, bought a $30,000 used boat from some guy that he works with, and he never talked to me about it at all, and I am just so angry right now.
Wow. Well,
and
why
you
didn't
sound hot.
why didn't you have a discussion about this?
Oh, believe me, I would have really preferred that. He said that the guy was going to bring it to a boat dealer that night, and he would sell it to my husband if he would buy it that afternoon.
Okay.
Buy it that day, and he said he would rather sell it to my husband and save the 10% dealer commission.
Okay.
A deal. Okay.
So, did he call you, though?
Well, I asked why the hell he didn't call me, and I was at work. He should have called me, and he said that he tried to call, but my phone was off, and he just hung up.
I mean, is that common? Your phone is off?
Yeah, I mean, I was at work. I have clients, so, yeah, maybe my phone is off sometimes.
Yeah, so when you try...
That happens
okay.
to me.
Well, I know that he knows that I would have said no, because, A, it's a lot of money, and boats are super expensive to own, and gas, and maintenance, and also, B, I was in a boating accident when I was 10 on Winnipesaukee, Lake Winnipesaukee, and that almost killed me and my sister.
That almost seems like that should be A.
Right.
Yeah,
that might be
like
A.
The A,
yeah,
the B, yeah. Oh, my goodness. So you don't like boats?
I hate boats, and I don't even enjoy it. I don't want to go in the water.
Okay. Does he know about this, though?
Absolutely. He knows I'm afraid of water and boats and everything that goes along with it.
Well, he just, you know, he had stars in his eyes.
Yeah,
he's like, maybe she'll get over it, right?
Yeah. What's worse is that I think that he is just trying to get away from me and not spend time with me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Like, well, it's like, that's a big hint.
Yeah, well, if that's the case, but...
My husband took up golfing. I get it.
Okay. All right. Here to help Jody out. All right. Do you guys have kids or family?
Yeah. You know, our kids are super excited to spend time on the boat. But because of my fears, I'm not going to be joining them, which means my summer with my kids is totally shot.
Wow.
I'll be alone while they're on the water enjoying themselves.
Wow. So it's that you just obviously feel that strong. You've had that terrible accident when you were a kid. So what do you want to do? Like, why are you coming to court today?
I want him to return the boat.
Okay.
He says the guy won't take the boat back. He'll lose money, and that I should just face my fears.
Yeah, I mean, that's the case. The guy sold the boat. He's you know, his hands are clean, so to speak. So that's a dilemma.
I'm just trying to figure out, should I face my fears, or should he respect my feelings?
That's a good question. Wow. Well, look, you came to the right place, Jody. I think their husband just got excited, thinking about the whole family, hoping you'd be over it, but it doesn't sound like you are at all. So why don't you stay tuned, listen to what folks think about your husband buying the boat. Should he have done that? Should he return it? Or should you know, get over it and get on board?
Right.
You know, have some fun on the water. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Jody, stay tuned. The number is 888-410-1057.
Thank you. Bye.
Well, stay tuned. Man, she sounds really bothered
heated.
By it. Heated about it.
Yeah.
Well, it was like one of those things, that, I don't know, spur of the moment. He just wanted it and didn't. He said he tried to call her at work, but the phone was off. That could be convenience.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you think about Jody's case? He can't bring the boat back, as you heard. The guy doesn't want it back. He's very happy with the sale. So what do you think she ought to do, if anything? 888-410-1057. 645, give us a call. There, poor Jody there. I don't know. I'd be the husband in this case, you know?
Yeah.
You got a boat. You're going to love it. It's going to be fun. The whole family can, you know, get on board with it. Yeah, I'd have a hard sell on that.
I think so.
All right, what do you say? 888-410-1057. Morning Court's in session. WROR. 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It is a beautiful day, especially for a boat ride. But you know who's not going on any boats today?
Who?
Jody. Our caller doesn't like boats. Had an accident. There are incidents and accidents back in Winnipesaukee when she was young.
Yeah, when she was a kid.
That's just terrified her.
Yeah.
And she wants nothing to do with it. And her husband actually comes home with a boat. She had no part of that. Doesn't want any part of it at all. So, Brian, good morning. What do you think about Jody's dilemma?
She should become the new captain.
Oh, yeah?
Learn to drive the boat. Trust me, I'm a guy. There's no bigger punishment. Drive his boat from now on.
Drive his boat
from
now on.
She gets to drive the boat. Wow.
Face your fear. What's life but not face your fear? Come on.
I mean, I think that's the thing, too. I mean, if it's give it a go, right? She might love it. As a former boat owner, I love it.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, 30 grand.
Punish him.
He bought it.
Punish him. I am the new captain.
Okay.
And she should drive it.
Okay.
All right.
Well, that's an idea. That's an idea.
It'll give her a little control.
She can be very stern with him.
Oh, do you see what he did that?
Brian?
He made a boat joke.
All right, fine.
Fine.
I tried. That's it. See you, Brian. Bye-bye. Anyway, Howard, what do you say? Good morning, Howard.
I say she should embrace it. Use the time he's on the water with the kids as mommy time. Have a glass of wine, read a book, catch some sun. But she got to kiss the summer goodbye because boat stands for bust out another thousand.
That's what a boat stands for.
Really?
Bust out another thousand. He's not kidding.
Really?
Well, that's the thing. And, and she knows that because the gas alone now plus all the... Oh, my God.
Well, that's a good point. She could take this as, like, time away from the kids and him.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, it'll be fun initially.
Yeah. It is fun, but you better believe you better have some cash because your wallet is your repair kit. Remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, remember that. Okay. Right, Howard?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Thanks, buddy. So far, everybody says, should I just try it? You might like it. The boat. What do you say? Okay. 888-410-1057. Haven't heard from any wives yet.
Nope.
Interesting. I'd like to hear a wives' take on it, too. Because only guys have chimed in thinking, she'll get used to it. It'll be fun. Once she does it, she'll see how much fun they can have as a family. Which might be right, but...
But like the fear factor and the fact that something bad happened to her on a boat and... You know, he
isn't
didn't
just
take
being
that...
a dumb guy who's like, you know what?
That's
I know
obvious.
Okay, fine. But is he just being more exuberant, thinking, well, yeah, she'll get used to it. It'll get her over her fears. You got to jump in. The water's fine.
Or is he trying to kill her?
Well, that's the LBF I've watched way too many Datelines.
Get her on a boat. Get her kind of scared. Sorry.
Honey, you dropped something. Oh, splash. No, that's not it. All right, 888-410-1057.
WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:15, and don't forget Elton John tickets before 8 o'clock today. Elton John's Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour, is at Gillette, and that is July 27th and 28th. So there you go. Be listening for the cue to call. Somebody's going to be lucky calling number 10. When you hear that cue, not yet. It'll be unmistakable. All right, unmistakable. Okay. You'll know it, and you'll be lucky caller 10. We have tickets the next couple of weeks. So,
oh, great.
Plenty to give away, so that's exciting. Listen for your chance to win those. So, LBF, we were talking off mic during the song about our vacations, and you went and saw Maverick, Top Gun 2.
Top Gun 2, essentially.
And
it was a very fun, nostalgic movie.
Except.
But. I'm angry.
There's a but.
I'm angry.
Why are you angry? Why are you mad?
I'm mad because they left out an important character and they didn't need to. Kelly McGillis, who played Charlie, you know, the cute blonde with the jeans and the leather bomber jacket.
Oh, sure. Yeah, short hair.
Yeah. Taught Tom Cruise a lot more than flying. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
She was his instructor, drove a Porsche. Anyway, I'm like, okay. So they are constantly referencing and showing pictures and footage of Goose.
Right.
And Meg Ryan, who played Goose's wife. Mm-hmm. And they're showing old footage of Val Kilmer, and then they have Val Kilmer actually.
Was Meg Ryan in Maverick, too?
Or no,
Maverick?
She was not.
She's not in. All right.
And Val Kilmer is in it. He has a small role, speaking role, actually.
Okay.
And he's elevated to this great admiral at this point.
Mm-hmm.
No sign of Miss Kelly McGillis, not a one. And then I was like, I'm going to Google that. So I Googled it, and Kelly McGillis back in 2019 said she wasn't asked to be in the film. And she said, quote, oh, my God, no, they did not, nor do I think they ever would. She laughed at the idea. I mean, I'm old, I'm fat, and I look age appropriate for what my age is, and that is not what that whole scene is about. And indeed it isn't.
What's her age?
65.
65. Tom Cruise just turned 60.
You know who the new love interest is?
Who do you replace her with?
At least she's in her 50s. 51-year-old Jennifer Connelly, who looks like she's 32.
Okay.
One of the things I walked away from from this movie thinking was I'm not taking care of myself. because Tom Cruise looks excellent, as do many, many other people. But
now,
my point is, is they could have very easily just had Kelly McGillis' character be in the movie, like, you know, she's a retired flight instructor. She lives by the beach. She's making necklaces now. You have Tom Cruise go out and see her. There's like a little, you know, chemistry between them. But then he goes and lives his life.
With Jennifer Connelly.
Okay. The skinny bartender who is really rich because she has a sailboat that costs probably $100,000. No, they leave
bartender?
That whole bartender. I know, Dave was very excited.
Yeah.
But they leave the whole Kelly McGillis thing out, and I think it was a shame. Because
you think it was because she is 65.
And looks 65.
Looks 65. Yeah. I think you're right, and I think the bigger reason for it is there's one person to blame.
Who? Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Because he is so image right conscious that he wasn't going to be with, that wasn't going to be the love interest.
Well,
no way.
Yeah, but they couldn't even, like, he couldn't even.
It's Tom's fault.
It is Tom's fault, but I'm not saying that she had to be the love interest, but she could have at least been introduced again as part of a very important part of his life.
Well, why
couldn't
she be the love interest? That would have been nice.
Because I feel like Kelly McGillis' character, Charlie, would have been annoyed by Maverick.
Oh,
I mean, and truly in the story. Like, she's a little older than him, and he's like, you know, and he would have gone for the younger girls, and she outgrew him. She's on the beach making beads, doing fun stuff, wearing a lot of turquoise. I mean, I had the whole thing written. They should have just talked to me.
You should have worn turquoise. Maybe a muumuu?
Not a muumuu.
You sure?
No, she's wearing a tunic.
Okay, she's wearing a tunic.
She's wearing flip-flops. She's doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
She's definitely got some, like, you know,
not
crystals.
Not to be.
No.
No, too bad.
Anyway, yeah,
all right,
I walked
so besides that.
besides the ageism and the misogyny.
Yes, put that aside. Was it something you would recommend?
It was really fun. I do have to say, if you have any motion sickness, you have to close your eyes a couple of times.
Seriously?
But Lucy loved it.
Oh, she did?
Loved it. I've never seen
her
watch it.
She wasn't looking for Kelly McGillis.
No, she wasn't. She didn't know. She doesn't know yet. The world will turn on her.
Okay, all right, fine. You got a long way to go.
Yeah.
All right, thumbs up. Did Dave like it?
Dave had no complaints
with Jennifer Connelly,
no,
did he?
No, he did not.
No siree.
It was very fun. It was very good.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry you found it irksome. But still, I have to see it. I know now Kelly will not be in it.
Yeah, I know.
And I blame Tom, but that's the way it goes. All right, 721 REO. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, good morning. It's 725. It's Bob at LBF this week. Brian's on vacation. Cloudy skies today, high of 82. Not so bad. 72 right now. Karen's on the phone. Hey, good morning, Karen. Hello, Karen. Don't leave me now. All right, hang on one second. So she's calling because she agrees with you on the Maverick. Karen, you there?
I am here.
All okay. Right.
What is your what's your take on the movie Maverick?
I thought the movie was awesome. I saw it in that IMAX 4D.
Oh, cool.
Which I don't recommend because the seat was moving and the plane was going one way and the seat went the other.
Uh-oh.
But I agree. I was like, where's Kelly McGillis? And I looked it up at home. Mm. She has not aged well at all.
Well.
And I wish they threw a little bit of the background in there, you know, just the memory stuff. But I could see why she wasn't invited to be on the movie because she's looking pretty rough.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing about Hollywood, Karen, is that...
And I'm one to talk, but, you know.
No, but, like, they can buff you up a little bit. They can take a little off the sides. And, you know, like, make her look a little more glamorous.
It's true. And the love interest that they got for him in the movie was wonderful.
Mm. Yeah, she was great.
And she did a really good job. Yeah. So, but I highly recommend the movie.
Okay. Glad to hear it.
Great.
Yeah.
So Tom Cruise went for an upgrade. Is that what it was happening?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
You know?
I think she could have been cast as, like, a woman.
Yeah, spot on. LBF nailed it.
Yeah, no, she should have been acknowledged, but you got to blame Tom Cruise.
Not everyone grows up and is pretty their whole life.
I would definitely blame him.
Yeah, he wasn't going to have a love interest that wasn't up to
him. That didn't age well.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
I mean, that's just what happens in real life.
He's just such a narcissist. There was no way he was going to go.
All right, Karen, you nailed it. You nailed it, but you still love it, though. You love the movie.
Yes.
I like it.
I love him. I love the movies he's in because he does some really great flicks. Yeah. But,
all right. Just not with Kelly McGillis. Okay.
Yeah, no.
All right. Have
just me out because I was hoping to see her.
I could see that. All right, Karen. Have a great day. Well, there you have
too.
It.
Take care.
Bye.
All right. See, Karen was just laying it down, you know, hitting you with a hammer of truth, according to her.
I guess, yeah, so.
All right.
If you just put a little blush and stuff, people, they look better, you know?
He was not going to be with, anybody that didn't make him look like, you know, he's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, right.
All right. Hey, morning court's coming up next. You're not going to like this either.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the patriarchy did it again. So Jody's on the phone because her husband came home with a major announcement, and it was towing behind him, a boat. He bought a boat. Without consulting her, the problem is Jody has a fear of water, fear of boats. She's had a history of being on the water, and things didn't go well. So she is not happy that her husband brought a boat home without any conversation. So we'll talk to Jody coming up. And Morning Court is brought to you by Rodenheiser. By the way, LBF, we could check a traffic.
All right,
we'll come back
and
do that. All right.
Okay.
Rodenheiser Home Service, I should say. All right. They are now offering an electrical safety check for just $69. Book now at rodenheiser.com.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR at work.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning court today. We just heard from Jody. Jody's not happy. Last Friday, her husband, unannounced, just bought a boat from a guy at work who was going to sell it to, I guess, have a commission sale. You can do that. You take a boat and they'll sell it for you at a dealership.
Right. Yeah.
And they take 10% off the top, maybe some other little fees here and there. So the guy said, hey, if you want it, I'll save the money and sell it to you. And here we go. Problem was, he didn't tell his wife.
And she's deathly afraid of boats.
Deathly afraid. Yes, up on Winnipesaukee when she was like 10. But should she be getting over it, or is he Is he being insensitive? What do you guys think? We'll start with you, Dave. What are your thoughts?
Well, my honest opinion, I'm going to tell you, because I'm actually a boat owner myself.
Yeah. Okay.
If this gentleman wanted a boat, there's no reason why he can't have it. And for his wife to say that he needs to get rid of it, I think it's kind of selfish. Okay. You know what I mean? If this is what this guy's dream was, mm-hmm. I don't feel as though the wife should interfere. And I know that if your wife ain't happy, you ain't boating. I understand that because I went through that.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think she should just let it, you know, kind of like, you know, appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Because yeah, I'm sure Dave, I think what you're saying, Dave, hey, it's if you have a dream to own something, don't, why is she going to squash it?
That's our job.
Exactly right. Well, because there's a lot of women out there that try to, not that they're controlling by no means, because I don't want to get involved with the women thing, but. I don't, because I know what happened to me, and because in all the years I was boating, there was only 3 days that were miserable, and that's all the days she remembers is the 3 days.
Right.
Hey, I've been married 39 years, and I think she only remembers one day, that day we got married.
So, Dave, do you own a boat now, David?
I do.
You still do.
And okay. You still married?
Yes, I am. 39. As a matter of fact, we're going to have an anniversary on the 18th of June. She's been... Right. A couple of years ago, I bought myself a jet ski for my birthday, and I went to the shop, bought the jet ski, brought it home, and she was... not upset, but I said, hey, it's my birthday. I bought what I wanted.
So, what did you?
Yes, Dave.
Dave,
like
Dave, you're living the life.
It's your birthday.
Yeah, I'm going to
I bet I know what you didn't get for your birthday.
All right, Dave, good call.
After 39 years, that's kind of iffy anyway.
Thanks, Dave. Great call. Right. See you, buddy.
Take it easy. Bye.
Hey, ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Maureen.
Hi, Maureen. Yes, I want to hear from a woman's point of view, you know, because all Jody's
Absolutely.
Heard are guys so far. What do you think?
Yeah, telling her to give in to him, which I don't think she should. I think it was extremely disrespectful. He knew about her fears, and so he gave her one call. Yeah, that was a real effort on his part. And it's a big chunk of money.
Big chunk.
So I think she should either make him sell it to someone else. That guy may not want it back, but someone else will buy it. Or she should go out and spend $30,000 herself
That's,
on something.
I knew you were going.
Sweet. I like the way you think.
Right. Telling you, you know, a summer away in Paris every year.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, without her husband, that's no fun.
He'll be on the boat.
Exactly. Oh, I love it.
Enjoy the boat.
That is a good idea. I didn't even think of it.
Right?
It is. I was waiting. I knew you were going to say that.
Maureen,
yeah. Knew when
that's
you mentioned the money.
That's a lot of money to spend without talking to your spouse.
Yeah, alrighty. I agree.
Yeah, see how he feels when... she dips into the bank account.
What's good for the goose, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
All right, Maureen.
Thinking about what I would buy.
Okay, bye, Maureen.
I know, right?
Right.
I have a
list. All right, see you, Maureen.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's Maureen. That's not a bad idea.
No.
All right, so I'm not sure we've hit on the answer yet, but, you know.
Yeah.
All right, 888-410-1057. Be careful Googling. Like, you know, come on. Don't Google how to murder your husband.
I just overcome the fear for new boaters.
Okay, I don't want to.
Sure. My other computer off.
Okay.
Elton John, live at Gillette Stadium for two shows.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Good grief. Ship to shore. Ship to shore. Calling Melissa.
Hello.
Ah, yes.
There we go. Now there's not Melissa two times.
Okay.
Right? All right, Melissa. Hey, by the way, Super Smart brought to you by Rodenheiser Home Services. They're now offering an electrical safety check for just $69. Book now at Rodenheiser.com, and Melissa from Oxford is our player today. Melissa, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a dog trainer here in Oxford. I have two kids.
All right, Melissa, let's see. Give your business a shout-out, by the way.
All right. Northeast School for Dogs in Oxford.
Nope.
We do obedience training, problem solving, boarding, and daycare.
Wow.
Wow, that's all the things.
You could do that for husbands, too. I'm sure a lot of ladies would be happy with that.
Yeah.
All right,
that's too hard.
Yeah, let's play Super Smart. You know how it goes, Melissa. Get all 10 right. You're going to win $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. If there's time on the clock, we'll circle back. All right, Melissa, here we go.
What is 7 plus 7?
14.
What band sings I Want a New Drug?
Huey Lewis in the News.
How many teeth does Bugs Bunny have?
2.
Who is Elizabeth I's father?
Oh, geez. Pass.
In what part of the body would you find the aqueous humor?
Eye.
What is odontophobia the fear of?
Odontophobia?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Pass.
What color are the stars in the U.S. national flag?
Red. White.
The word hello has only been around since 1883. True or false?
I'll go with true.
What is sometimes known as goober grease?
Goober grease. Ooh, lard.
True or false? Just one witch was burned at the Salem witch trials.
Was one?
Just one witch was burned at the Salem witch trials. True or false?
False.
All right.
You got that right.
All right. Okay. You did great.
You did. You
got. Can I go back to the Elizabeth, or is it too late?
No,
go
tell
ahead.
Me.
Go ahead.
Henry VIII.
Oh, you got that too.
I am.
Yeah.
And what was the other one I missed?
Oh, gee. You want to go back and get them all?
Well, you missed two now. So what is odontophobia the fear of?
Odontophobia.
Smile.
Having your picture taken?
No,
dentistry.
Dentist, close. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And goober grease?
Goober grease is also known as peanut butter.
Oh, okay.
So, awesome. 80%.
Goober grease is peanut butter? How have I lived this long without knowing that one?
I don't know. I was in honor of you because you ordered peanut butter on your...
On the cruise?
On the cruise.
Like, double toast my English muffin. Is there wrong? Anything wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that.
Right?
Hey,
great job.
Nice. So you ended up with, what did you say, 8? 8 out of 10?
Yep.
Solid score.
Excellent.
Very good. All right, Melissa, you didn't win the $1,000 today, but you got two tickets to Roger Waters, of course, from Pink Floyd fame, and that's all the information I got.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? Two tickets to that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you want two, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, you got them. All right.
Awesome.
Hang on. We will get you those tickets. Hey, if you want to play Super Smart, do what Melissa did. Sign up at WROR.com. You can't lose, and you could win $1,000.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Morning Court today, we talked with Jody, who's not happy. Her husband bought a boat, a pretty good-sized boat, $30,000. You know, of course, boats are real expensive these days and hard to find, especially for a used one. So someone at work had it on the trailer. He was going to bring it to, I guess, a dealer that day to get rid of it himself and use a commission sales opportunity. So... Jody's husband said, I'll buy it for you, save you that 10%, and I'll just pay it. And that's it. He tried to call his wife, he says.
Once.
Okay, and she didn't pick up for whatever reason. So, hey, he's not going to miss the boat, is he?
Yeah, but she's deathly afraid of boats. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
She had an accident when she was
He was aware of that. But he's just trying to get her to maybe give it a shot, right? Mm. And she's not having it so far. What do you think? We'll start with you, Cassandra.
I think, honestly, I think she's being a little dramatic about it. Honestly, because if you were in a car accident would you never get in a car again? I mean, like, I understand her fears, and they're completely acceptable. They really are.
Well, you kind of have to get into a car, you know what I mean?
Yeah, to live.
You kind of have
to. Yeah, but I mean, like, but her family wants to enjoy this experience together, and it's really cool to have a boat. I mean, I wish I had a boat, but I think that it's something that they can stay in the shallow end of the water. They can, like, ease into it. It's, they don't have to go fast.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be this scary experience. Like, I feel like that she should just give it a chance before she's, like, completely thinks that her husband doesn't want her and this and that, and she's going to be alone all summer. Like, she's taking it to the extreme. She's letting her nerves run away with her. And I think
I like Cassandra's
just,
coaching her up. I love it.
I like it, Cassandra. That's good. Sounds like you'd be willing to go on that ride yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold her hand. Right. Hold my beer. Here you go. All right, Cassandra.
Thanks.
Good call.
Are you welcome?
Okay, take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Hi, Bill. What do you say?
I think she should probably just make plans to sell that without telling him and have him deal with it that way.
Wow. Yeah, you don't call me, I don't call you.
Oh, my
Quid
God.
Pro.
We're not trying to break this marriage up, guys.
It's broken.
Bill.
That's a lot of money to spend without actually checking first. And I know if I did that, I'd be out the door already.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I know.
See, we've trained them well. They don't even think about it.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, thanks.
Have a
great day.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Hey, ROR, good morning.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
My name is Jeannie. How are you?
Jeannie, this is ROR. Are you calling for morning court?
Yeah. I myself purchased a motorcycle, not telling my husband. I'm married 33 years now, and I bought it probably 15 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he was not happy, but he did request I buy a life insurance policy, so I had to do that.
Right.
Okay.
But I really do think that, you know, depending on how long that couple was married, that maybe he should apologize for not at least giving her a heads up, hey, this is what I want to do, because he did know about her fears, but to also let her know that he's a person too, and individually, they're great people, and together they're even better.
So,
you know,
did your husband being on your motorcycle?
He did. I rode for about 11 years, I think it was, and I said, all right, I had my fun, I'm not doing it anymore, but I did it, you know?
Wow. That's a great call, Jeannie.
Yeah.
I like it. So, you've done it, and, you know, you live to tell about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
I did.
She ought to just...
Hopefully, she'll forgive him.
Forgive him.
Yes, right.
And he gets life insurance. Okay. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yes, good idea. Good idea.
Thanks, Jeannie. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye. Yeah, so, it's kind of in the middle. This one, people are kind of split with whether he should take it back, or could she... just go buy something herself and, you know, see if he likes that for big dollars. Or maybe she just gets to try the boat.
I think that she should try the boat.
Yeah.
And try it and then tell the story all the time. So he'll never forget what he did.
Right.
You know what? With gas prices these days, they're probably just going to sit at the dock anyway.
Yes. So there you go.
You're right.
It's just a floating living room. Enjoy
it. Right. That is a great way to look at it.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
It's just go and you guys just enjoy it.
Boat every lifestyle. Time That's you're great. On the boat, right. Say, you know boating. What he did? You boating know what he did? You know how we got this boat?
Yeah. Boating is fun. Now, if it's your first boat, you're not going to believe how much you're going to be paying over and over and over for everything. So.
But plus, if she does that, she can always remind him, and then maybe he'll go, you know what? I don't think I need this boat anymore.
Yeah. That's the LBF plan.
That's right. The LBF exactly plan. How I do it.
Good.
Uh-huh.
When can I get rid of this boat is the LBF plan.
Oh, you're going to come again, honey? Great. Okay. Yeah.
Great. Okay. So much fun when you're on board. All right. So, Jody, good luck with that. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, it's 8:40. It's Bob, LBF Brian on vacation. We just wrapped up morning court with our lady Jody, who's, you know, husband bought a boat without asking. So at 105.7 WROR on Facebook, we put up the question, what's the most expensive thing your spouse bought without discussing with you first? So you can answer there.
A lawnmower.
That's what Dave did that?
Yes, and a flat screen TV on the same weekend.
Without discussing with me. Some of these answers
are still great. haven't forgotten it.
Jacqueline says cobblestone driveway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Car, truck, then car. That's fun. So like us on Facebook at 105.7 WROR.
Those are big.
LBF. So just back from a wonderful cruise.
Right out of Boston.
Right out of Boston. That's the best part of the cruise. You know, you go, get somebody to drop you off.
Yes.
And
no flights, no fuss.
You're on vacation as soon as you walk on board. It was great. But I got to be honest.
Oh, God.
7 days is too long on a boat because everything good.
You were in the Navy.
Well, I know, but I wasn't treated like in the Navy. I had no choice. Okay, but on a cruise,
you were treated nicely, but it was too much.
It was too much. You know, stop it! I can't take. No, you find yourself. It's like
joking.
No, there's too much food. There's too much.
What's the
drinking.
Most shameful thing you ate?
Well, it's not the most shameful thing I ate. It was like I have this, if I paid for it, I'm going to go enjoy it.
So you're like, you kind of hit the buffet hard.
Because I'd walk by and go, well, why wouldn't I have a cheesecake at 10 in the morning?
Did you have cheesecake at 10 in the morning?
Yeah, a couple times. A
couple of times.
Shh. I don't think Carolyn knows that.
I think you should go to some sort of Weight Watchers confessional.
I know.
Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned.
God. So much food. But my wife's the exact opposite. We'd have breakfast and she would have a little yogurt parfait. I'm like, no.
No, she's like,
not parfait, no. Buffet. Okay, that's why we're here.
What did you get? Like, did you have fancy dinners?
We had two fancy dinners that were included because it was like two of the fancy restaurants and it was unbelievable. Steaks, filet. So here's my wife, Carol. You've already paid for it. Observation. You've already paid for whatever you want on the menu.
Yes.
There's a 10-ounce filet, and there's a 6-ounce filet.
And what did she get?
The 6.
No.
I'm like, why the 6? Oh, I'm really not that hungry, but I'm here to help.
Right.
You would pay
Dave
for
would be
it.
So mad at me. I remember one time I threw out scrambled eggs, and they were sitting in the sink untouched, and just looked at me and said, what kind of monster are you?
Exactly. You threw them out. But she gets the 6.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I paid for the 10. Just give me
the
difference. The
10. I don't care if you...
Oh, my. It is hard to do that. It is.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so that's a Wi-Fi. That stinks. If you are...
Scrolling?
You can't... You have to buy your Wi-Fi before, and it's not going to be cheap.
Oh, okay.
So, and you find you run out of minutes real fast. Then you go... I'd like more time, please.
Oh,
no. You betcha, sir.
Oh, boy.
Give
all
me
right,
that credit
couple
card. So download anything you're going to have. Anyway, that's that.
From Super Smart to Morning Core, don't miss a second of the ROR Morning Show with Bob, LBF, and Brian. Listen live on the WROR app. It's easy and free.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Hey, it's Bob, LBF. Brian's on vacation this week. I wonder what he's doing. Camping, maybe?
No, I think he's just...
Oh, his wife won't camp, right?
No.
Kate will not camp.
No.
You never find Kate camping.
I agree with her.
What do you mean?
I think that camping... Listen, it's just... I don't...
You don't want to get in a
People who like camping have never been to a Fairmont.
Well, hey, don't even start with me. You sent me to the... Oh, when you're in Bar Harbor... Look for the yellow umbrellas.
That's right. Follow the yellow umbrellas.
Follow the yellow umbrellas.
That will bring you to the Bar Harbor Hotel, where the rooms are very expensive. Let me just say, I never stayed there.
Okay, good. The rooms in this hotel were pretty much booked for summer, but the cheapest was $589 a night.
Yeah, it's expensive.
And they want you to book 3.
Yep.
Follow the yellow umbrella.
Just eat the lobster.
I did, and we took off.
Don't stay.
I took a picture of that lobster and my wife's and put them on the ROR Morning Show Facebook page.
Yes, so that everyone could salivate.
Well,
they were just sitting at home eating bologna sandwiches.
No, listen, everybody gets a vase. It's our anniversary. We had to celebrate. And I'm just going to tell you this. Can I give you one more hack on a lobster roll? Remember this. Repeat after me.
Okay.
Butter
makes it
better. There you go.
Julia Child said that.
Julia Child said that already?
Yeah.
She did?
She's all about the butter.
I thought I thought of that myself.
You know what I had
Yeah.
The other day, butter made it better.
Yeah.
I had steamed little neck clams, and I haven't had those in forever. And you have to have them as a kid, because as an adult, you'll be like, what am I doing to this?
No,
but they were so
delicious.
Minute.
So you had steamers.
Yeah.
And now your husband, Dave, doesn't like steamers?
No.
Because he's never had them as a kid?
No. Because he grew up in New Jersey.
Yeah, you don't introduce an adult to, unless steamers, they're on a desert island starving.
You feel a little like a moyle.
Now, a moyle. I'm not Jewish, so what does a moyle do?
You know what a moyle does.
What's a moyle do?
He just performs
does a lot,
that
right?
Very delicate.
Does he have
operation.
A knife? Yes.
On a very new
so,
baby.
Mm.
But yeah, it's
so
fun.
So you cut off the...
you just
yeah,
got to cut off the top, and then you eat it, and it's weird, but it's like just it's like soft belly clams.
How many did you eat? Come on.
15. Maybe 20.
That's good.
Yeah, look at me, Bob. I mean, I can fork down some
You are dangerous.
All right.
That's funny. And Dave wanted no part of that, did he?
Nope, he didn't. You know what was great about it?
What?
I didn't have to share.
For once.
You know, for the first time in my marriage, I found food that he doesn't like.
That's it.
Oh.
I'll have the clams?
Yes.
Again?
And again and again.
That's it. Yeah, because it's an adult, you don't, you know, find yourself wanting clams unless you've had them before. Because
right.
If you never had them, it's not.
They're like odd.
There's a lot of work there.
There
done,
is.
Right?
It's good. You're burning calories
you're
in eating.
Moving stuff. Like good. All right. It's 8:50. Yes. So like a Moyer?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.